Democrats, get on your feet and welcome to the stage the governor of the state of Iowa, Chuck Colmer.
Thank you, folks. You fired up? You ready to go? Let's do it. Let's do it. Thank you all very much. What a great night. And like Patty, it is great to see all of you here. It is like old home week. And we're so glad that so many of you could come from all over the state to join us. So welcome, Iowa Democrats. I also want to thank Patty for the very kind introduction and for everything that she brings to the team every single day. I feel extremely fortunate to have such a trusted and capable advisor and lieutenant governor. The Culver and Judge families have become very close over these years, and I truly value their friendship. So to Joe and John and Patty, thank you. I also want to thank my lovely wife, Mary, whose love and support has helped me every step of the way. You have been an incredible mother. You have been an incredible mother to our two wonderful kids, Claire and John. And you're doing some outstanding work helping women and children all across this state. So thank you, dear. I would also like to thank our terrific congressional delegation and their staffs for all of their hard work, especially in disaster recovery. Congressman Boswell, Braley, and Loebsack, you have all been great partners, and I thank you very much. To our legislative leaders and elected officials up and down the ballot, I simply say thank you very much for your public service. Finally, I want to acknowledge Chairman Kiernan, Vice Chair Sue Dvorsky, Central Committee members, volunteers, and the staff at the Iowa Democratic Party. You're doing a great job, and what a wonderful night and a record-setting night here at the JJ. Thank you all very much. And what a wonderful night. Tonight we have the honor and privilege to hear from our new Vice President of the United States of America and great friend of Iowa, Joe Biden. Just think about it. In one short year, we went from the failed policies of George Bush and Dick Cheney to the rebirth of hope and opportunity for America, led by Barack Obama and Joe Biden. And you know what? The change that we hope for is fast becoming a reality. And as we speak, the United States Senate gathers to get the votes on health care reform, and we've made more progress on this issue in the past 11 months than we've made on this issue in the last century. Now the finish line is in sight. And with great leaders like Tom Harkin leading the charge, I am confident that we will get real health care reform signed into law in the weeks ahead. When Patty and I were elected 3 years ago, we promised to do all we could every single day to move this great state forward. And despite many obstacles, including some from our opponents across the aisle, we have delivered on our promises. As you've heard, we've increased the minimum wage, we've increased teacher pay, and increased access to early childhood education for 12,000 students across Iowa. We've expanded health care to 36,000 children. We've lifted that restrictive ban on stem cell research. We've kept our promise We've kept our promise to the men and women who wear the uniform. We've helped our veterans go to college. We've helped them keep their homes and hold on to their jobs after they've been deployed overseas. And you know what? We've invested $100 million to renovate the Iowa Veterans Home so that these veterans can retire with the honor and dignity that they deserve. We've started the Iowa Power Fund to make Iowa the national leader in renewable energy. We've created more than 2,000 new green-collar jobs of the future. And in 2009, we will be generating 15% of all of our power in Iowa from renewable sources, number one in the world per capita. This also means that Iowa will become one of the few states in America in just a few short years to become a net exporter of energy, something that will create more jobs and stimulate our economy. But as you know, a great deal of our focus has been on flood recovery. Just last week, I was proud to announce that more than $3.5 billion in disaster funds have been secured for Iowa to date. And you know what? This didn't happen by accident. We have worked tirelessly with the Obama administration, with our congressional delegation, and as many as 20 federal agencies to successfully bring these funds home. This will allow us to completely rebuild our public infrastructure that was devastated by the floods of 2008, including the campus at the University of Iowa. It will allow us to assist homeowners and business owners so they can get back on their feet. It will allow us to rebuild entire cities and towns. And this will allow us to help more than 3,000 Iowans whose homes were destroyed by the floods to have a new home again. We focused on job creation, and our hard work has brought nearly 2,000 good-paying jobs at companies like IBM and Google to Iowa. We've made major investments in our infrastructure of nearly $1 billion through iJobs to modernize our entire state's infrastructure. It will allow us to create jobs, quickly rebuild from the floods, and stimulate economic growth at a time when we desperately need it. And we've built one of the best business climates and fastest-growing economies in the country. And don't just take my word for it. Iowa has recently been rated as the fourth best state in America to do business, and it has the second best place in the country for overall economic health. Oh, and there's one more thing, and this is important. We did all of this without raising taxes. Without raising taxes. We've balanced the budget 3 years in a row. We protected our cash reserves, and we've earned a AAA bond rating for the first time in our state's history. So you know what? I am proud of that record, and I look forward to running on it in 2010. However, tonight, we find ourselves at an important crossroads. While real progress has been made in the last 3 years, we have had to deal with some unforeseen challenges. As a result, tonight, too many Iowans are struggling. Too many of them have lost a job, or a house, or a business, or their health insurance. Together, we face the worst natural disaster in our state's history. We've endured a financial meltdown on Wall Street that has impacted every main street in this country. We face the toughest economic downturn since the Great Depression. And this has meant the loss of good jobs, as some companies have moved out of Iowa and shipped their jobs overseas. Just ask the people of Webster City and Fort Dodge who recently learned that fate. So the reality is that we are still fighting every single day to reverse the misguided fiscal policies of the Bush administration and sometimes criminal practices on Wall Street. As a result of all of these factors, this economic storm has now hit Iowa, and general fund revenues have dipped by nearly $500 million. As governor, it's my duty to ensure our state budget is balanced. That's why I ordered a 10% across the board cut to keep our fiscal house in order for this year and beyond. I understand the consequences of these tough decisions, and this is not a step that any of us wanted to take. But as governor, it is my duty to be a responsible steward of the taxpayer dollar. I am committed to meeting that duty while protecting our priorities and our shared Iowa values. Taken together, our current challenges in Iowa rival those faced at any time in our state's history. One thing I can tell you, and one thing that I've learned, is that Iowans are at their best when their backs are against the wall. As Iowans, we believe that no matter how difficult the challenge, we will succeed as a people. Iowa will weather this storm. We will rebuild and renew and come out of this stronger than ever before. After all, it was our Nobel laureate, Norman Borlaug, who taught us to always do your best, don't be afraid, and never, ever give up. Those are words that every Iowan should take to heart, especially during these difficult times. You know, in the time that I've been honored to serve as your governor, my love for the people of this state has only deepened. I've stood shoulder to shoulder, piling sandbags with families desperately trying to save their home or their business. I've listened to the anguish in the voices of those who have lost the battle to save the levee. I've witnessed firsthand the acts of great personal heroism performed by everyday citizens and members of our National Guard. And on too many sad occasions, I've had to offer condolences to parents who have lost sons and daughters in combat. I've seen firsthand the steel-like resolve of families who have lost everything but are absolutely determined to rebuild their lives. And I've witnessed the unyielding faith that small business owners and entrepreneurs have as they struggle to stay in business. This is the spirit of Iowa, and these people inspire me every single day. Look, I'm a very lucky man. I am blessed to have a wife who loves me, an extremely supportive family, great friends, two amazing kids, and the best job in this state. To be governor of Iowa, to have the awesome responsibility and opportunity to help people in need and to shape our future every day is very humbling. I wake up each and every morning with a sense of excitement and a burning desire to make Iowa a better place. And you know what? I'm on your side. And I'm on the side of every hardworking Iowan to build a better life. I want to help them build a better life and a better opportunity for themselves and their families. And I want you to know that I will always, always stand up to fear and injustice. And I will always make the tough decisions as long as I'm your governor. And there's one more thing. There is one more thing. I will never, ever back down. And you know what? Together, we've been through a lot of tough battles, whether it's in the legislature or on the campaign trail. And Democrats, it's time once again to stand up and fight for for our Democratic values, our Iowa values. I want you to stand up if you want to stand with me to fight for hardworking men and women, especially those who have been displaced. Stand up if you want to preserve a woman's right to make her own health care decisions. Stand up if you want to fight for civil rights and equal rights, regardless of sex, race, or sexual orientation. Together, we will heal the state's broken wounds, and we will make this state whole again. And we will rebuild Iowa, and we'll come back stronger and more vibrant than ever before. And with your help, we will continue to move Iowa forward. And one more thing. I want to make it crystal clear to anyone and everyone thinking about running for governor next year. I welcome a spirited debate about our record of accomplishment. I welcome a healthy debate about the future direction of this state. And one more thing. This is not only a race that we intend to finish. This is a race that we will win together. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless the great state of Iowa. Thank you.